Jury selection began on Monday for the trial of a former state trooper whose patrol vehicle collided with another on Highway 27 in northern Carroll County back in September of 2015, resulting in the death of two teenage girls. A.J. Scott was indicted by a grand jury on two counts of vehicular homicide along with a number of other charges. He has pled not guilty to all charges. Coweta Judicial Circuit District Attorney Herb Cranford says prosecutors expect the trial to last into next week. The Carroll County Chamber of Commerce hosting a candidate forum for the Carroll County Commission Chair on Tuesday. The opening event at the Tabernacle Church in Carrollton will focus specifically on candidates' policies towards business, according to Carroll County Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Economic Development, J.R. Charles.
The League of Women Voters actually puts on a candidate debate independent of us, so we want to respect their tradition. And so this one's going to just be a way for Chamber of Commerce members and the general public to understand how the candidates are going to approach business development, business support in Carroll County.
The majority of chair candidates do have experience running small businesses in the area, and Charles says that should help them in their new job.
It's good they have a business acumen. It's good that they have an understanding of how the regulatory environment works for when they run for county commission, because that way they know what they're going to be handling, because they are the gatekeepers for all business that happens in the unincorporated areas of the county.
Questions for the forum are provided by the Government Affairs Committee of the Chamber of Commerce. That candidate forum starts at 6 o'clock tonight, should end by 8 o'clock. Well, the city of Villarrica could continue to review and update how the city will handle solid waste and more specifically yard waste disposal. One option for the city, use vacant property as an area where tree limbs collected from residents would be ground into mulch and be free for pickup. Mayor Jeff Reese thinks the idea is feasible for 2020.
Council has thought for a while that we need to do something better than just burying mulch, basically. We get calls every week for people wanting mulch put in their yard. So if we can find a way to divert some of that waste from a landfill for people to reuse and repurpose, I think that's a great idea.
Reese and the city council meeting with staff on Monday during a council retreat to discuss projects for the year 2020. The city could also look to add a new truck that would effectively vacuum leaves along all city roads during the fall months. The truck in question would cost comparable to a street sweeper, around $180,000, but Reese says they are much more effective for the county's needs. Candidate for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, Ernest Reynolds, a former state auditor of 34 years, currently more focused on farming, was Monday's guest on WLBB's Community Voice program. During the interview, Reynolds discussed his views on using county dollars to fund nonprofit organizations.
If government cannot do, or it would be more efficient to do the work through nonprofits, yes. Sometimes nonprofits are utilized rather than employing staff and paying benefits and that kind of thing. If we can accomplish services through nonprofits that are less expensive, then that may be a prudent way.
Reynolds is one of four candidates that will appear on ballots for the District 5 race on June the 18th. For more information about Reynolds and his thoughts on county staff retention, that interview can be found online at newstalk1330.com. Well, word is now that the show may go on. According to members of the Carroll County Community Theater Board and Carrollton Arts Council, the show Calendar Girls could make the stage after all. Last week, an anonymous donor contacted the groups and offered to fund the majority of the production. The show has been mired in controversy after the city of Carrollton pulled funding and support last week after officials deemed the show inappropriate because of implied nudity. Board members must now decide if they wish to accept that donation and start production. No word on whether the show would be performed at the Carrollton Center for the Arts or a different venue. Well, 94 students in the Carroll County school system will be rewarded for their focus on the fine arts later on this month when they receive the Fine Arts Seal on their diplomas. The first year the seal has been offered by the Carroll County School District. School's Director of Secondary Education and Assessment, Travis Thomas, says the goal of the Fine Arts Diploma Seal is to benefit students who are preparing for college and career in the fine arts-related industries and to reward students for being more well-rounded in their studies.
And we certainly expect our extracurricular programs to be premier, and so this was a way to reward our kids for being committed and sticking with it for 4 years. You know, certainly it helps you become a more well-rounded student. I think that certainly if you were to look at two students who have roughly the same amount of student achievement, I think that admissions would probably lean towards taking the student who has a fine arts diploma seal over the other one if all things are equal.
Fine Arts Chairman at Central High School Neil Ruby told Carroll County Board of Education members on Monday there are a number of requirements for obtaining the Fine Arts Seal, including
the student had to have a minimum of 20 hours of community service related to the fine arts. So we had students that did everything from volunteering at our elementary schools with music, playing at assemblies, drug-free assemblies at the elementary schools, volunteering time at the LGBT events, so on and so forth. Also, a minimum of 2 extracurricular activities within the fine arts. Finally, a capstone project that highlighted the 4 years of their fine arts while at their local school.
Carroll County District students' last day of school is May the 24th. I'm Colin Worthington.